In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
It's social media day today. All of us, if you don't have social media, do you even exist? Is kind of the rhetoric nowadays. But we've got a few social media stars in our local area. One of them, obviously, Tim Bone on MasterChef. He does a lot of great stuff on Instagram. And Celia Gerkovich.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in.
It's very exciting stuff. Eden, my girlfriend, my partner, has been following you for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves your balloon videos.
Yeah.
She loves just everything you put up. And it's been a relatively kind of short rise, but it started as trying to do something else, didn't it?
Yeah. So last year when the first lockdown happened, I obviously couldn't work. So my balloon business closed. I have another few things that also couldn't work. And I was so bored, and I've always wanted to do YouTube. So I finally had downtime. So decided to start a YouTube channel. And one of the requirements to get monetized on YouTube is hitting a subscribers number and hitting a watch time hour. And I was like, how am I ever going to reach that?
Yeah.
And I'd heard so many people talk about how TikTok's unsaturated. I follow Gary Vee. He kept saying, if you're wanting to build a personal brand, if you're wanting to build up your business, get on TikTok.
Yeah.
So I did, and I started, and it was very slow, though. I think I was saying to you earlier, this time last year, I would have had less than, I think, 2,000 followers.
Yeah,
I have a screenshot in my phone from August, and I think I had, August 2020, and I had 3,000 followers.
Yeah.
So, I think I had a viral video. My first viral video, I think, got to, 300,000, and I thought,
oh, wow,
this is great. This is unreal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the numbers weren't a big thing for me. I was just trying to fill in my time, so I loved creating the content.
Yeah.
I think my top video has had almost 18 million views or
That's
something.
That's insane. Is that a balloon video?
Yeah, so it was me making up a gender reveal. So this was in, I think, the second lockdown or in between lockdowns when we were allowed to work.
Yeah.
We do a lot of gender reveal balloons, the big surprise balloons.
Yeah,
you pop them and
it's
so exciting, especially ones when the parents don't know what they're having. And it was a video that I never thought would go viral. It was really quick. All my stuff's really quickly filmed. I don't sit down and plan out content at all. And we made a gender reveal balloon and it went crazy, absolutely crazy.
People love that stuff.
Yeah.
There's gender reveal videos
all
over Facebook and Instagram. They just love it.
And I think the key is too, I know there's a lot of people that will spend ages perfecting a video and then something you can whip up in 3 seconds will do 10 times better.
Yeah.
I made one where I was filling up an ice tray and I had 200,000 views. The most stupidest stuff can go viral and I just
People love it, don't they?
Yeah.
You've recently hit 1 million followers on TikTok, which is a massive achievement.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
Did you ever think you'd get to 1 million?
No, every time, as I was saying to you before too, I've got screenshots in my phone because when you have a viral video, you obviously get an influx of followers. But the key is to keep putting content out.
Yeah.
So I'd be waking up every morning and there'd be a new 20,000. I reckon one day it jumped 100,000 and I was like,
wow,
what is happening? But every time I hit a milestone, I've sort of done giveaways on my platform on TikTok and sent them worldwide. I've sent stuff to South Africa, to America, the UK, everything for these giveaways. So, I don't really notice it. I get a lot of comments from people being you're so close to the next, milestone. When's the next giveaway going to be sort of thing?
When's the next? You're Ellen.
Yeah. You get a car.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really good. I love it. I really enjoy the platform. I would never have picked within this time frame that I'd be sitting at 1 million followers on a social media platform. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And we were talking before about where your viewers are mainly from. What's the breakdown of that?
Yeah, so in TikTok, if you have a creator account, you can see all of your analytics. So I think 49% of my following is US. And I think Australia sits third in line. So I think it's US is 49. I think the UK is next with 12 or 11%. And then Australia's under that with 12 or 11 as well.
Right,
and
okay.
Yeah, all over the place. So
you're big in the US.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah,
and we were also talking before on air. We had a good combo before. You get recognised sometimes.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. In my head, when I put stuff out on TikTok, no one in my hometown sees
it.
If anything, maybe
you just
Melbourne.
Send it away.
Send it away. Instagram's very different, but for TikTok, I don't think that anyone sees my stuff. So as soon as someone, even someone that I know will be oh, I saw that video, and I'm did you?
Like, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been, yeah, it's the weirdest thing. The yeah. weirdest thing.
On a lesser scale, but whenever I do videos for the yep. station here, it's yep. on a much lesser scale, yeah. trust me. People come up, it is a weird feeling for someone yeah. that you don't know to come up to you and go, I saw that video, that was funny, yeah. or I liked that. It's just yeah. a bizarre feeling. Anyway, you do have a balloon business, which I'm assuming yep. is back up and running with, yeah. you know, the restrictions easing.
Yeah, so I own Bespoke Balloons Ballarat, and I think any business that's been in the events industry has absolutely gone through the ringer the
yeah,
last, like,
yeah, definitely.
18 months. But, yeah, no, things are picking back up. We do a lot of things. We don't just do the gender reveal balloons. I get questions all the time on TikTok because the gender reveal balloons, you're usually picking out a pink or a blue
yep.
confetti. People are like, what's the green and the yellow for? And
right,
I'm like,
right.
we have everything. Like yeah.
We have other colours.
We have other colours. We do, like, big gender – we do the gender reveals, but we also do, like, big installations, garlands. We've got flower walls, everything.
Yep.
So things are picking back up, which is good. I wouldn't say we're back to, like, pre-COVID times, but we're slowly getting there. I think
– yeah.
Yeah, the last lockdown was a bit of a surprise. Usually when a lockdown happens, it halts every booking, and then in the future people aren't booking stuff in because they're hesitant around dates.
Yeah.
But we're getting booked out really quickly. Like, we've got a few dates in the next month that we won't be able to take on extra work. So it's
That's
good,
awesome.
Which is good. It's just not future bookings, like future, like way down the track.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see. I'm glad you're getting back to it.
Thank you.
I'm just so psyched. I love, like, when stuff in Ballarat, like people in Ballarat do, like, yeah. make a mark. Like
yeah,
on social
weird.
Media,
and that's
it's
what
weird.
People have said. Like, it's yeah. weird to see someone from Ballarat be big on a social media platform. But
yeah,
yeah, there's a few other people in Ballarat too. Shelby, like, I don't know yep. if you've seen Shelby with the ceramic stuff. Her like content's incredible as well. So yeah, very nice to see some regional people being big on
yeah.
social media.
Give yourself a plug. Where can people find you if people don't know who you are?
Yeah, so I probably should have aligned it the same, but my Instagram, Celia_Gerkovich, and my TikTok, Celia_Gerkovich. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So just a little grammatical yeah, difference
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in and having
no
a chat.
Thank you for having me.
It's Josh and Maddie on Power FM, 100% Ballarat.